This is environmental quality, and I know Senator Pavley, Sergeants, Senator Pavley is ill, and some of our Republican colleagues may be otherwise engaged, so we need Senator Hancock in the worst way. Thank you. Why don't we go ahead and begin as a subcommittee without objection, and there appears to be no objection from the members who are present. Members, we have only one item before us tonight. That is AB 2564 by Assemblymember Ma. Ms. Ma, I would ask that you present the bill. We'll hear from your witnesses. I understand there are some amendments. I'm going to ask when the time comes that the consultant clarify the amendments that he believes you've agreed to take, I believe. So I've got a lot of things to clarify, apparently, but let's go ahead and let you begin. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, AB 2564 will facilitate installation, repair, and replacement of pipes to improve pipeline safety for pipeline safety projects. On September 9, 2010, a natural gas pipeline in San Bruno ruptured, claiming the lives of 8 residents, injuring many others, and destroying many homes. AB 2564 facilitates getting pipeline safety work completed by focusing a state resource agency's review when determining the applicability of the current one-mile CEQA exemption to the length of the pipeline within the resource agency's jurisdiction. AB 2564 will expedite pipeline safety, complies with permits required by local governments, and respects the environment so that terrible catastrophes like San Bruno do not happen again. We have worked with opposition to address concerns, and we do have support of the California professional firefighters, fire chiefs, and fire departments up and down the state, as well as labor and utilities. Members, a high priority needs to be placed on the integrity of these lines. AB 2564 will help utilities get this work done in a timely and safe manner.
Are there witnesses in support? Two. Let's hear from your witnesses in support, please.
Mr. Chair, members, Cindy Howell with San Diego Gas and Electric and Southern California Gas Company. AB 2564 is a pipeline safety bill that was introduced in response to legislation passed just last year requiring gas utilities to test and replace a significant number of pipeline miles, all those put in service prior to 1970. San Bruno is a wake-up call and a game changer in the industry, and AB 2564 is a response to that. We request an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Madam Chairman and Member Scott Witch, on behalf of the California Coalition of Utility Employees and the California State Pipe Trades Council, we believe, as you know, we take changes to CEQA very seriously, and this is one that we believe is extremely warranted because of the public safety nature of what's involved. Despite applying the best technology available, when we do inspections and we identify pipelines that need to be replaced and repaired and we prioritize those, oftentimes, unfortunately, it's not until we get into the ground do we discover that pipeline that we thought was a lower priority is actually a higher priority because there's factors that we did not know existed even when we were testing those. This, if we are going to be able to meet the ambitious time frames that the NTSB and this legislature and the PUC has placed upon the gas companies to do all the replacement and repair, we absolutely need this type of expediting the process. Sempra alone in its first phase is going to be replacing upwards of 300 miles of gas line, and in the second phase, another 300 miles. This is a massive effort of logistics. We have to create yards.
Speaking of massive activities, yes. I'm going to ask you to pause for one moment because we've achieved a quorum. And I know that was said with affection and respect, Senator Strickland, so let's call the roll.
Senator Simidian.
Here.
Simidian here. Strickland.
Here.
Strickland here. Blakeslee. Hancock. Kehoe.
Here.
Kehoe here. Lowenthal.
Here.
Lowenthal here. Pavley.
We do have a quorum. Thank you. Please proceed.
In closure, Mr. Chairman, this is a massive logistical undertaking. You have to take hundreds, thousands of men and women, equipment, create yards, and you have to logistically plan out the phasing of these projects. You can't do 5 miles and then have a 1 mile stretch in question and move the equipment to another location to do this work. I would just remind you that we're talking about gas pipelines in existing right-of-ways. We're talking about ripping up existing roadways for the most part and in existing right-of-ways and repairing and replacing existing gas pipelines. This for public safety purposes, God forbid, we'd hate to have an accident because something was tied up in a regulatory process, so we'd urge an aye vote. Thank
Next
you.
Witness.
Mr. Chairman and members, in the interest of time, Ralph Heim for the California Fire Chiefs Association in support.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, members, Christy Bauma with the California Professional Firefighters in support.
Mr. Chair and members, Mark Smith on behalf of the American Council of Engineering Companies of California in support.
And again, Mr. Chair and members, Mark Brigette on behalf of the California Chamber of Commerce also in support.
Are there further witnesses in support, additional witnesses in support? If not, could we have witnesses in opposition, please? Come on up.
Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Jim Metropolis, representing the Sierra Club. We feel this bill is unnecessary. We feel that only Sempra is asking for this bill because they can, not because of the changes in law to CEQA are needed. We feel that the natural resources and communities that are impacted by this pipeline work are better served by going through a CEQA analysis, and they should not be exempted by CEQA. It is noticeable that no other gas companies are here in support of this bill. They probably feel that they can go through the CEQA process and get this work done. We certainly hate to see any sort of exemptions to judicial review of these projects because judicial review provides the teeth to the work and makes sure that the proponents comply with all necessary environmental review. We are also interested in why this bill is placing restrictions on the resources agency and wonder about some of the language in the bill on that. Hence, we are opposed and don't think this bill is necessary.
Thank you. Mr. Metropolis, before you step away, if you could hang with us for just a minute in case there are questions. Are there any questions from committee members? All right, if not, then thank you. Senator, any other comments? Assembly member, excuse me.
PG&E is also in support of this bill.
All right. Thank you. Colleagues, I think it might be helpful if we take a minute. As I understand it, colleagues, our committee staff has been working with the assembly member and her staff to carve out some amendments, to craft some amendments that would address some concerns that were raised in the analysis. Could I ask that we take those one by one, ask the staff crisply to articulate what they are, get a confirmation from the author that she's accepting those as author's amendments, and then we can take action on the bill.
Yes, the first amendment is to have a sunset of January 1st, 2018, in the provisions that are in the bill.
Is that acceptable to the author?
Yes.
Next.
The second amendment strikes lines 18 through 22 on page 5. Which relate to the conditioning the having the third party, having the applicant agree.
Boy, you're tired.
I'm sorry.
The language in the bill currently says that the person who is the applicant has to give their permission to be charged a certain fee, and the amendment would say, no, actually, the applicant doesn't get to say that he or she agrees with the fee. Are you prepared to take that as an author's amendment?
Yes.
There we go. Item number three. Okay, good. No, that's good. Any other concerns from members of the committee at this point?
Only that you bring out the amendments. You do it done.
Okay. I believe those are the only two amendments that the author has agreed to take in consultation with the committee staff. Am I correct about
yes,
that?
Yes, the appropriations right. committee staff as well.
All right. Thank you. Then we have a motion by Strickland. Would you like to close, assembly member?
No. Just respectfully ask for your aye vote.
All right. Let me just say before we go to a vote, I thought the fee issue was really a bridge too far, and I'm glad we got that sorted out. The sunset date is what makes this work for me. I think if there is indeed a set of exigent circumstances during the current situation, then putting a limit on it makes sense. I also think to the extent there are concerns about adverse impacts on the environment, that a sunset date will allow us to either realize those or realize that the concern was unfounded. We'll find out, hopefully not the hard way. Call the roll.
Item 1, AB 2564 by Member Ma. The motion is due pass as amended and refer to Committee on Appropriations. Senator Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Strickland.
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Blakeslee. Hancock. Kehoe.
No.
Kehoe, no. Lowenthal. Pavley. 2-1.
2-1. You need four votes. We have three other members of the committee. You have one here who may or may not be persuaded in the foreseeable future. We're missing Senator Blakeslee. We're missing Senator Hancock. And Senator Pavley is out ill today, and I don't think she'll be returning. I am prepared to hold the roll open for some reasonable period of time. The difficulty is I don't believe we can recess while we have a vote pending under the rules of the Senate. Let me confirm that with our staff. Is that the rule? We also, I believe, have a Appropriations Committee that is waiting here, and it's a little difficult for us to vacate our seats while they're waiting. Ms. Ma, 15 minutes?
Yes.
Maximum. Okay. One moment, please. It is 7:30. We're going to give you 15 minutes to round up your votes, and if we don't have them by then, I'm afraid we're going to have to call the roll one last time. All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate Appropriations Committee will be meeting in room 2040 immediately. Room 2040, Senate Appropriations Committee.
Yes, how are you?
Live and kicking.
Right on. Appropriation want, Keno wants to meet in 2040 right now.
We're going to lift the call on AB 2564. We could have quiet, please. We're going to lift the call on AB 2564. Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
Absent members Blakeslee, Hancock, Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Pavley, 3-1.
3-1, thank you. We're going to replace the call. And again, we're going to wait another 12 minutes. On AB 2564, please.
Absent members Blakeslee.
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock. Pavley, 4-1.
Ayes 4, noes 1. The bill is out. Members, that's the only item of business we have this evening without objection, and I really anticipate none. The hearing is adjourned.